I think it's important to stop and say, here's what we actually know. So I'd like now, if we could, just to play one of the statements that you alluded to, and that's from Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. And this was shortly after this war commenced. And he was explaining, in a, as is his habit, in a thoughtful, precise way, why. Here's Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
And so the president made the very wise decision. We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that and didn't act.
Okay, so that is his almost contemporaneous explanation, and it's not offhand. He reasons it out. He explains there's a logic chain there, and he says, we knew not that Iran was going to attack. He did not say that.
Right.
He said, we knew that Israel was going to attack Iran, and in retaliation for those attacks by Israel against Iran, Iran might attack American forces. So the imminent threat that the Secretary of State is describing is not from Iran, it's from Israel.
Exactly. And I think this speaks to the broader issue. Who is in charge of our policy in the Middle East? Who is in charge of when we decide to go to war or not? In this case, with what the Secretary described, and later on the President, later on the Speaker of the House, and the way the events played out, the Israelis drove the decision to take this action, which we knew would set off a series of events, meaning the Iranians would retaliate.